The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you, and joining me in studio is Colleen Allsburg. How are you?
Good morning, Dayton. I am great.
Two weeks in a row, I'm blessed with your presence.
I think I'm the one that's blessed.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks. It was a great drive down this morning, nice and dry roads and quick.
Hopefully you can get back before it all comes back.
Have to
Where you drive from? Oshkosh,
From Oshkosh every morning. Yeah, every Saturday. Not every. I'm still in negotiations about that with Rose. But talking of Rose, I was just chatting with her this morning. She's in Antarctica, and I don't want to burst her bubble or anything, so I'll let her. She'll be back next week to talk to you, and I think she's got some great stories for you.
I've been following along on Facebook, and the photos are amazing.
Yeah, it's just her dream trip, and I'm so happy for her, and so she'll fill you guys in next week.
All right, and I hear we have a special guest on with us this hour.
We do. What's really cool about the department that I work in the group department, is that we develop these relationships through the years, and we meet different tour directors and travel directors from all over the world. And one of our very, very favorites, and she's basically become family to us now, her name is Gigi Bramage, and she is from Insight Vacations. She's a travel director, and we are so blessed to have her with us this morning as a guest host. Are you there, Gigi?
Hello. Hello, bonjour. Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice.
Oh, yours is
fantastic.
Well, do you have John nearby too? Your lovely husband?
I do. Oh. I do. He's right here. We had been on speakerphone, but there was a bit of an echo, so he's right here. He's
Well, tell him hello as well. Hi,
Colleen.
Hi, John. Nice
to hear your voice.
You as well. And John is also one of our travel directors from Insight Vacations, and he does some special things for us as well. And I'm just going to tease it a little bit, but he's putting something spectacular together for 2024 for Fox World Travel, and we hope to work with him quickly on that and get that out and up for sale, so you guys know exactly what I'm talking about a little bit down the road.
Awesome. Well,
I've been doing
this show 2 years with Rose, and I feel like I know you guys because she talks about you all the time, and she just loves you. So someday I will travel with you both.
Oh yeah. Well, let's hope that day comes, and we just love the people from Wisconsin.
Oh, thanks, John. We love you guys, too. So actually, we have Gigi on to talk about three of the trips that she's going to be doing with us, with Fox World Travel, this coming year. So we've got one in August, one in September, and one in December. And Gigi, do you want to talk a little bit about the European treasures first, and we'll go through that?
The European treasures. Well, I think, Colleen, actually, historically, this is one of our very first tours we did together.
It was.
I think it was about 11 or 12 years ago. But it's a brilliant multi-country tour. It's an amazing itinerary, and it's a great blanket of wonderful countries that should be on everybody's bucket list. Cities like London, Amsterdam, Innsbruck in Austria, Prague, Budapest, Vienna, and Venice. So, and Fox does a brilliant job of sort of tweaking these itineraries to include a lot of fantastic highlights, but they also do a nice way of managing, because they add things like an extra night stay in London. So, they really make it a nicer, an easier pace, I would say, than a lot of the other.
I think I loved about this most, Gigi, was the fact that it was not a very long tour. This one is going August 26th through September 7th, but we really weren't rushed through, but we hit a lot of countries. So if people have that on their bucket list to, get in as many European countries as possible, this is one fantastic way to do it. In fact, Dayton, who I'm sitting looking at right now, his mom came with me on this trip, too.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Exactly. And also, what's neat is that we do get to do the Eurostar train from London to Amsterdam, which is nice.
And that's just a highlight. The train takes just under 3 hours. Amazing. Something that would have taken, 11, 12 hours driving, taking the ferry, then driving in the coach. But now we take the Eurostar, which is the channel that goes under the English Channel. So it's pretty cool. Pretty impressive, and it's great value for money, because there's absolutely no way you could tackle seeing and doing all of these countries in the way that we're doing them on your own. Even if you took trains or rented cars or things like that.
So. Absolutely, and some of the flourishes that we add, and we kind of stole that word from you guys at Insight, like in Venice, you have to do a gondola serenade.
Oh yeah.
And we go to Burano, which is probably one of my favorite little islands in Italy.
Me too.
So that's just a wonderful trip. So we do have some space left on that one. So if you're looking for an all-inclusive kind of trip through Europe, this is absolutely the one to go with. And then how are we doing on time?
It's a great time of year, by the way. I was just going to say, you guys pick the really great months to come. And that's a really perfect, that's a beautiful time of year, because the weather's still nice. The Europeans have gone back home and gone back to school. You know, the kids and whatnot are on holidays. So you get a nice window, a nice sweet spot for visiting places still in the wonderful, wonderful weather and beautiful scenery and less crowds.
This one's called European Treasures. If you go to foxworldtravel.com under travel, you're going to find Fox Group Vacations, and that's where you can get that information
get
signed up. A couple more trips we'll talk to with Gigi coming up after the break. If you want to talk to us or text us, it's 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray. What song is this?
It's La Vie en Rose. I did this just for you, Gigi.
Oh, thanks. Did you know that that was our wedding song? That was our first dance, John and I, at our wedding when we got married in Normandy.
Yeah, I should probably tell the folks a little bit about you. I mean, you're American, right? But
yes.
You live in France. Go ahead and just a little bio of yourself.
Correct. I was pretty much born and raised. I was born in America, but the place I probably lived the longest in my life in one place was Paris. And then I met my husband, John, in Paris in 2001, and we got married in 2003. And we have two children, a boy and a girl, Blaise and Scarlett, and we live in Normandy. We lived in Paris. And then we moved, we bought an old farmhouse in Normandy. So we live near the town of Bayeux, which is when we got married in the cathedral there, Notre Dame de Bayeux.
Yeah, I love your photos of your wedding.
20 years. It'll be 20 years, September 6th. It's the only time we've been together in September, because that's our favorite time to travel with guests. So we got married in September 6th, 20 years ago, and then we never have been together on our anniversary ever since.
That's a crazy story.
So it will be the same on this trip, the European Treasures, because the finishes on September 7th, and I think, anyway. I love my Fox World guests, and I love the people that you guys bring over, and I can't say enough about Wisconsinites. You're great diplomats for the great state of Wisconsin.
Oh, thank you so much.
Before we get into the other two trips that you have that talk about, we do have a text here. It says, greetings to Gigi and John from Dennis and Stacy. We've traveled with them both. They are great tour directors and great people. So,
that's lovely.
You like us? We like you.
Say hi to Dennis and Stacy.
Yes, thanks. Great to hear
from you. Awesome. Well, let's get right into the next one we're talking about, Gigi. This is, again, one of my very favorite trips through Italy, and it's called Elegance of Italy, and it's September 15th through the 28th. And, again, just amazing features and stops and everything. So go ahead and...
Yeah, it's a brilliant itinerary. And, again, with Fox, you guys get it right. You hit the nail on the head, because you get a lot of the highlights, but a lot of things that are also off the beaten track and things that they're not impossible to do on your own, but they're so much less of a headache. And it makes it so wonderful. And one of my favorite things on this itinerary is the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Cinque Terre, which is we travel by train and boat because it's not accessible by road. But we organize it all for you, and it's just stunning. It's a beautiful, amazing landscape. It's the stuff you see on Instagram, and people go, "Where is that?" So you end up having a wonderful day doing Cinque Terre. And when they say it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, it means that the rest of the world thinks it's great. It's worth preserving and investing money and saving this part of the world. So beautiful farms with vineyards built right into the cliffside, dropping straight down to the sea. But we managed to take you into these little beautiful niches along the seafront. And that also encompasses, we go to Portofino, which is, that's another very, I hate saying Instagrammable, but it's like where it's the playground of the rich and famous and the likes of people like Frank Sinatra and the Brat Pack used to like to hang out there. Nowadays, it's like Dolce & Gabbana, but it's a yacht. It's a little cove right along the top part of the boot. And Santa Margherita di Ligure is the name of the town, but we go by boat to Fort Portofino. And it's very gentle, very, very beautiful, beautiful countryside and seaside. And the other cool part of Italy, which this is very, I would say, undiscovered by a lot of Americans haven't been to this neck of the woods, and it's the Italian Lake District and Lago Maggiore. And it's set also, we go to visit the Italian Alps, the Dolomites and Cortina, which is where they're hosting the next Winter Olympics. So, and it finishes in Venice. So it's like the cherry on the cake. So I could go on for hours about it, but it's just a fantastic itinerary. And it's again, like I said, great value for money. And it's just safe and fun. And, you know my saying, Colleen, I always say that travel is the only thing you buy that makes you richer. So
absolutely.
Come with us.
And we're always on the lookout for George Clooney as well when we're there.
Yes, we had a very exciting little frisson. We were on Lake Como this year, and with our Wisconsin guest from Fox World, and the captain of the boat said, "I said, what's with all these boats out here bobbing around in the harbor?" And he said, "Oh, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were on their honeymoon, and George Clooney had just come to pick them up from the dock where we were boarding." So it was all very hush-hush, and it was great. It was great fun. So Bellagio, the town, not in Las Vegas, but the real one, was crawling with journalists and paparazzi the day that we were there. So it was very exciting.
All right. This one's called The Elegance of Italy. If you go to foxworldtravel.com, go to Travel and Fox Group Vacations. The Elegance of Italy is there September 15th through September 28th. We have one more to go through yet.
Yeah, do you mind sticking around,
Can you
Gigi?
Stick around for one more?
Sure.
All right. When we come back, the final trip with Gigi coming up. And if we'll get to your questions and your calls at 855-616-1620. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. My name is Dayton Kane. Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray this week and on with us for one final segment here to get through the last trip that she's got planned, at least this point with Fox World Travel, is Gigi Bromage. And Gigi, you want to walk us through this last one?
Well, I believe we're talking about the Alpine Christmas Market,
correct,
but I'm also doing the Spain and Provence.
You got all kinds of trips going on.
I know, and that's the in October, the beginning of October.
Okay.
So it might be sold out. There might be a few seats left on that, but that's probably why we're not talking about. It's a great itinerary. Again, that's one that was like cherry picked cities that and places and countryside towns that that Fox and we put together, which I think a lot of our fun gang of travelers from Wisconsin are going to have like a little reunion, and it will be this October. So that's October 2023. But then in December is an Alpine Christmas Markets tour, and it's just a magical itinerary. I just finished it, actually. That was my last tour of 2022, and that was in December, and end of November, beginning of December, which is it's just the atmosphere is unlike anything. You know, you can say you've been to Christmas markets in other places, but until you've been to these beautiful little towns in the Black Forest and Munich and Austria, we go to we do a horse and carriage ride through the woods, and it's just magical. So if you actually look on my Instagram account, you can see that tour is the most recent. It's at Inside Gigi is my Instagram, or on Facebook. But beautiful pictures and just things that you don't get anywhere else in the world. And even if you've been to those places, seeing them, even for me, I mean, I've been doing this job for 25 years, but I still find that the atmosphere is unlike anywhere else in the world as Alpine Christmas markets. And I love Christmas. So, but it's great food and great atmosphere, and it's when all the locals, and it's not crowded, and it's, you guys are from Wisconsin, so it's a walk in the park for you from being with regards to the cold.
Absolutely.
The landscape is beautiful. So you've been, right, Colleen?
I have, and it's actually, it just gets you really into the Christmas spirit, and if you go early December, like this one is December 1st through the 10th, you can really pick up some great gifts and everything for your family. And I just love it when it's just a little bit of snow and you've got a light jacket on, you know, light winter jacket, and you're sipping some Glühwein, the warm wine, and having a nice pretzel or a sausage and listening to music. It's just gold. It's just magical, just like it says. I love it.
It is. It is.
And, all right. So that's the magical Alpine Christmas market. So there's four different trips you can find if you go to foxworldtravel.com. Go under Travel, Fox Group Vacations. If you want to travel with Gigi Bromage, lots of opportunity coming up in the next year. So make sure you check that out. We do have to take a break, but thank you so much for being on with us today. We appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Gigi.
You paint a great picture. Makes me want to travel the world.
We'll talk soon. Thanks again, Gigi.
Come see us. Okay, lots of love.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up, we're going to check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Wyatt Barmore-Pooley. Good morning, Wyatt.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. A
little polka. I like that.
I like that, too. We're talking a little bit about the alpine regions
That's
of the world,
right.
So that fit perfect.
Well played, Isaac. Dayton Kane and Colleen Alsberg here on the Fox World Travel Show. And we do have some text, so let's get to those. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. This one here says, planning a week-long trip to Rome and Pompeii with my husband. Are there places in between those destinations that you would recommend visiting? We're going to be on public transportation.
Okay, well, there's several parts of this question. So the first one is there's some really great places in between. I've done a few of them, and some of the things that I would recommend, if you only have a week, as long as you're in Rome, definitely hit up Vatican City, get into the museums, get into St. Peter's, see the Sistine Chapel. Mm. Get those tickets ahead of time, though, because it can be very long lines and a lot of waiting. So you want to just get into, especially the museums, to see the Sistine Chapel. And then just spend some time in St. Peter's, because the artwork is just incredible. The statues, the paintings, all the tapestries, everything is amazing. Another little city, I love Naples. I just like hanging out there. That's such a beautiful coastal city. A lot of great restaurants, beautiful scenic areas. The people are wonderful. It's a little more laid back than Rome, so that's another one of my suggestions. And if you can fit it in, I would definitely take a boat over to the island of Capri and just spend a day. If you can overnight there, that would be the best. If you ask Rose, she would tell you to overnight there, because it's very kind of the world of the rich and famous, and just a neat place to explore. Again, if you like seafood, there's some amazing restaurants along the harbor, and then you get up into the hills, take a gondola up onto the hillside, some amazing things to some shopping opportunities, all very high end. So that's another area that I would suggest.
Lots of options, it sounds like. All right, next part of her text here, or their text, was also reading about the petty crime in Rome. Is it really bad if you're careful with your valuables?
And just like anywhere in the world, you always have to be aware of your surroundings. And I've been to Italy many, many times, and you should always be aware of where your purses and where your wallets are. For ladies, if you're carrying a purse, keep it to the front of you. Maybe have a strap around your neck so it can't be grabbed. Anything valuable, well, first of all, if you have very valuable things, leave them at home. that's my suggestion. And then if you do bring anything valuable or large amounts of money or anything like that, keep it in the hotel safes. If you're carrying it with you, keep it within two zippered pockets within your purse. Don't usually carry around your passport. That's not necessary. And then, gentlemen, never put your wallet in your front or your back pocket. That's just they're just waiting for that to happen. And what you have to kind of watch out for, they call them the gypsies. It's usually these very poor-looking ladies that are holding little babies, and they're going to make you feel bad about yourself that you're not helping them. And they're really good at kind of surrounding you, and they'll start digging in your purses and stuff like that. I've seen it happen. It's not something that's going to happen all the time. I would never let that thought of being, you know, anybody stealing anything from you stop you from going to Rome, because it's just a wonderful city. But just be very careful, and if people are bothering you, you tell them to go away. They know the word no. That's pretty common. But don't let it bother you. Don't let it, you know, be a facet of why you're not going to Rome, because it's just a wonderful time.
All right. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go over to the phone and talk to Marianne in Caledonia. Good morning, Marianne. What's your question?
Good morning. My question is this. When returning from a European trip, and you're returning through O'Hare, roughly how long should you expect it to take from the time you get off your flight to the time you get through customs? Now, I'm actually not taking my trip until June, and I would be returning from a Swiss Air flight on a Tuesday, if that makes any difference.
That might be a little bit different, because that's Tuesdays aren't usually the heaviest of travel days. But I would expect, if you're coming back from Switzerland, you're probably getting in the afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I would say on a good day, you're going to get through in about 45 minutes. On a bad day, it could be up to 2 hours. It just depends on how many international flights are coming in at the same time, the amount of people that are coming through all at once. But they're trying to make it a little bit easier. The best thing right now, of course, is Global Entry, if you can get that before you travel, because that zips you right through really quickly. But once you get down, you know, they kind of make you walk that green mile, I call it, to get to the customs area. And then you get into this huge area of mazes, and hopefully they'll have the custom staffing that makes it go a little bit quicker. And then once you're through customs, then you have to pick up your luggage. And that can take some time, too, waiting for your luggage to come onto the carousels. And then there's another line you'll have to get into to get out of the luggage area. Go hand in your customs forms and be on your way. So at best, maybe 40 minutes. At worst, 2 hours.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Enjoy your trip. Thanks for calling, Marianne.
Thank you.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Question here says, hello, wondering if Colleen could talk about trips for single people. Do they organize something like that? And what are some good recommendations?
Well, with single trips, there are some companies out there that actually do singles trips, and our advisors can have a look and help you through that and find some neat things for you to do. That their goal is to make them easy and safe for single travelers. I know that within my department and our group department, on any of our groups, if you want to travel single, we love to have you. And then you kind of have the safety net of going with the group right away. You'll always have somebody to travel with and eat with, and it's a nice way to go and not feel like you're alone on a trip by being with a group. And not saying that you have to spend the whole time with the group. You can certainly go off on your own and do your own things as well. And we don't really match people up if you're looking to share with somebody in the room, but we will take your information. And if that's something that's interesting, you're interested in sharing with somebody to save the cost of the single supplement, we'll look at other singles on the trips, and then we'll make you talk to each other. And we're not a matchmaking thing. This is boy, boy, girl, girl. So, we'll definitely try to help you out. And we've had some success in the past where ladies have traveled together and ended up being friends for life. So you never know. But we always do the best for our single folks. We love taking you along, and we want to make it safe and fun for you.
I've hosted several trips with you guys over the years, and we've had single people on, and they sometimes just disappear for the day, but then dinner comes around and they're with us all eating dinner and experience, you know, sharing what they did that day. And so it gives you the option
right.
to do your own thing, but it also then gives you a community to come back to and participate with if you so choose. So it is
Absolutely.
Kind of fun to have that option as you go.
Yeah, because I'm a single traveler a lot. I love traveling by myself. I love being in airports alone. I'm not saying I don't love my job as a tour manager, but it's just kind of nice not having to have to help anybody else. But the bad thing is you do have to pay a single supplement, and I understand
sure.
that. But that's what in fact, when I go to Europe alone and do my own tours over there on vacation, I usually take group tours. I don't tell them I'm a tour manager. I tell them I'm, you know, maybe a diamond dealer or something, just so they don't know what I do for a living. But then I have the structure of that group tour. I have the transportation taken care of for me. I don't have to worry about my hotels.
Sure.
And if I want to eat with somebody, there's always people that you can kind of hook up with and have a dinner with. And it's just more fun that way.
Yeah. All right. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ this morning.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. There is a winter weather advisory in effect starting at noon today for most of southeastern Wisconsin. 9:47 currently. We're going to hit a high of 25, 4 to 6 inches of snow expected today as it comes throughout the afternoon and evening. So be ready for that.
Yeah.
This is the type of weather that makes you want to get away.
It does.
Travel.
Yeah. 'Tis the season. And,
yes.
Kind of bummed I'm not going anywhere this winter I shouldn't say that. I'm going to Hawaii in March, so
that's a bummer.
I'm sorry. Which is kind of nice because I leave March 6th, and by the time I get back, it'll be springtime.
Nice, yeah.
And the birds will be singing, and there'll be no snow, right?
So we just got back from Puerto Morales. It's about 15 minutes south of Cancun, and somebody was asking earlier about the troubles that are going on in Cancun. What do you know about this taxi Uber thing that's going on?
Yeah, there's been a little bit of a disruption, especially at the airport, where the taxi drivers are arguing with the Uber drivers that they're taking their business away. So that's been a little bit violent, I guess, too, as far as I know. So we're monitoring it at Fox, and just if you're traveling down to Cancun in the next few weeks, please just be very careful and watch. Watch the goings on at the airport, especially. And if you're planning on taking your own transfers, maybe get those ahead of time. Look at a transfer company Amstar, Alomis, and get that set up so you don't have to deal with any of the problems that are going on down there.
We're just kind of used to using Uber here in the United States, and I think it'd be easy to want to do it down there because the taxis are charging pretty decent. Like for
right.
a 15-minute ride into Cancun from where we were, it was $38 one way. So to look at Uber, you're like, oh, it's a lot cheaper to go to Uber. What I heard while we were down there was that the violence, if there is the taxi drivers follow the Uber driver. They're not messing with the passengers, but as soon as the passengers are out, the Uber drivers and the taxi drivers are having confrontations, and it's weird.
It's
just bizarre.
It is, but I get their point. I understand. You know, you want to do things as economically as possible, especially if you're on a budget, but you just got to be careful.
Yeah, be safe.
Yeah, again.
We never left the resort, so that wasn't an issue for my wife and I. We just kind of stayed on the resort the whole time this time because we've been to Mexico so many times. We're like, yeah, all the excursions, everything, town. We're good.
Let's
enjoy the sun.
That looks like a good vacation.
It was awesome.
That's what you got to do, for sure.
Yeah.
And then just again, I wanted to reiterate that we are really doing great at Fox World Travel. Things are getting back to pre-COVID times. And if you're looking for a trip yet this winter, we may be even a little late at this point, but start looking at it pretty quickly because we are back to busy time. January, February have always historically been our busiest times at Fox World. And I feel the pain for our advisors. They're really busting out and getting a lot of things done and booking a lot of people. And so even into the summer and to the fall, if you're looking at going yet this year, my tours have all sold out. As of this last week, I'm doing 5 groups coming up this year, and the last one just sold out this week. So I'm really excited about that.
Nice. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, that's good. If you want to get in touch with them and start booking that trip, foxworldtravel.com, you go to Contact Us. Click on that. You can fill out a little form, and somebody will get back to you with the information that you're looking for. Otherwise, you guys are open today?
Yes, we are open now on Saturdays. It's a seasonal thing, so we'll be open 9 to noon, every one of our branch offices except for our Oshkosh office. I would call ahead to make sure that they're if there's a lot of people there, so you can make an appointment. It'll be easier to talk to one of our advisors that way because they're a rock star and they're crazy busy.
All right. One more segment coming up. Get your calls and texts in. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Colleen Alsberg, who's in for Rose Gray, who's in Antarctica, her final continent.
Yeah, she's doing it. She'll be back next week to tell you all about it. I'm excited for her.
Can't wait to hear it. The pictures have been great. Somebody was looking for the pictures. They're on her personal Facebook page. Eventually, we'll migrate over.
We're going to get that.
So you can see the rest of that. So let's go to the phone, this final segment here, and talk to Sue in Waukesha. Good morning, Sue. What's your question?
Good morning. We have a group of 7 traveling to Germany, Austria this spring, and just wondering if COVID injections are needed or need proof of, and if there's any travel advisory with Germany issues going on right now.
Right now, I think we're kind of getting beyond that. I would probably, to be on the safe side, just carry your COVID card with you. I always carry mine just in case.
I know. I have a grandson who didn't ever get one, so that's why I'm wondering.
Yeah, I think at this point you're going to be absolutely fine. There's really no restrictions right now. The only thing that would be restricted if you were going with a certain tour operator that would require the vaccinations. But other than that, that area is kind of, everything's kind of opening up again. You can go to the CDC website and check on also the Germany and Austria websites to double check on any COVID restrictions that they have. But at this point, I think things are really doing well and we're getting back to normal.
Okay. And no travel advisory with Germany?
Not that I know of at this point. Just double check because things are always open to change.
What I go to for that?
Go to the CDC website, the CDC.com.
Yeah,
they'll have all that in there. And also, you can check with the local embassies as well. If you just Google the German website, the Germany embassies and the Austrian embassies, they'll give you any COVID restrictions.
Oh, I see. Okay. And the last thing is, with 7 of us, we are debating whether to rent a car or go by train from like Germany to Austria.
The trains are amazing, probably a lot more convenient than renting a car because cars are getting pretty expensive. And the train between those countries will be quick and easy and definitely on time. They are built for travelers. They have luggage racks and everything. So you'll be good to go.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're very
welcome.
Awesome.
Enjoy that trip, and thank you for listening to the show and calling in. We appreciate it. Well, it's about it. Tell everybody how to get in touch with you guys again.
We are at 866-GO-FOX-GO, which is 866-463-6946, or you can check us out on foxworldtravel.com. You can look up advisors by destinations or locations, and they will our expertise, and we'll help you out.
Yeah, very user-friendly website. Lots of information there as well. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not here next week. Rose is back.
Correct.
So
yes.
When are you coming back again?
I'll be back on the 18th of February. She's off again to Australia, so I got to jump in again and help her.
Rough life you guys lead, all your travels.
Yeah.
Well, always good to see you. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Dayton.
Appreciate it. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk, and we check in with Wyatt Barmore-Pooley in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.